Thousands of Philadelphia residents are being forced out of their homes every year as the city's poverty rate remains stubbornly high. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. Philadelphia faces an eviction crisis, and a new database launched this week called the Eviction Lab shows the epidemic is not unique to Philadelphia. Created by Princeton University's Matthew Desmond, the new tool also shows that Philadelphia suffers far more from evictions than most major cities. The news comes on this, the 50th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act, signed into law by then-President Lyndon B. Johnson. Joining me now to discuss evictions and the state of fair housing today is Ariella Cohen from WHYY's Plan Philly Project. Ariella, let's start with Matthew Desmond's research. How does it add to what's already known?
Well, Philadelphia is known for a while that has a problem with people losing the roof over their heads, you know, due to eviction. But Desmond's data shows that we really stand out. In raw numbers, Philly has the fourth highest number of evictions among large cities. So that means that we have more than two times the evictions that LA experiences, even though we have less than half the population. And we're only outstripped by New York and Houston, which also have significantly larger populations than us. And then there's Indianapolis up there that is also beating us for some reason. And then in terms of our eviction rate, that's the rate of renters who leave court with a judgment saying that they have to get out. We're 81st out of the top 100 list, and no other big cities out of the other five big cities in the country crack that top 100 list.
What toll does high eviction rates take on communities?
Well, Desmond's research has shown us that it really affects kids a lot. People have to transfer out of their schools. They're getting moved around unexpectedly. Their parents might lose their jobs because they don't have a home. They don't have a stable roof over their head. And then we find that it can contribute to neighborhood decline. There's more vacancy. It just keeps that churn and instability in a neighborhood.
Tie this problem back to the fair housing issue that Johnson was trying to solve 50 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, evictions are a symptom of a housing system that still today isn't serving everyone equally well. In Philadelphia, you see that a lot of low-income or majority black areas have the highest rates of evictions. That's indicating that people are having a hard time securing safe, decent, affordable, and stable housing. That's something that the Fair Housing Act was trying to solve. And it also shows that people tend to still live in areas that are segregated by class and race, another issue the Fair Housing Act was trying to solve.
How's the city responding to the problem?
Well, today, actually, the city council introduced sweeping new affordable housing bills that they hope will lead to more affordable housing across the city, and especially in the more desirable parts of the city that are now out of reach for a lot of families, places with good schools, access to more opportunity, the kinds of things that the Fair Housing Act was designed to do. And then as for evictions, Councilwoman Helen Gim got $500,000, I think, last year. For fighting evictions over the next few years. It's not a ton of money, but it's helping to support tenants in rent court. In the past, most tenants don't have lawyers. They can't afford them. So they're up against landlords who can certainly afford these lawyers. So that way, it's a more equal playing field for tenants.
Put that $500,000 in context with what other cities are devoting to the issue.
Yeah, well, it's not much compared to what New York City has put into the issue. They've put hundreds of millions into it, but it's something, and we're doing better than many of the smaller cities that have higher rates of eviction than Philadelphia at this point. So, you know, we're not quite where the larger cities are in fighting the problem, but we're hopefully making some progress in the right direction.
Thanks, Ariella.
Thanks, Dave.
Ariella Cohen from WHYY's Plan Philly Project.